Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to take a look at another critical economic indicator, which gives us a better understanding of the performance of our economy, but also its people. Koketso Mano, senior economist at FNB, joins us now to help us unpack employment in the formal non-agricultural sectors of South Africa's economy, given the first quarter quarterly employment survey that has been released by Stats SA. Koketso, always a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Gugu, and hello to all of the listeners.
Always exciting to speak to you, and as I typically joke with yourself, Spamanga, and a few other economists in the industry, I hope you've been sleeping well of late. It's tough, right?
It is very tough, but we're getting there. I think things are getting better, and hopefully we'll see that coming through in the real economy.
Definitely. So maybe let's talk about what we're seeing in the data before we also unpack the experience in the real economy and your ongoing expectations for South Africa's economy for the remainder of the year. The quarterly employment survey, maybe we also need to contextualize, you know, what this measures, especially when it comes to jobs in the formal economy and this contraction of about 60,000 jobs.
No, that's a good starting point. So the QES, the quarterly employment survey, basically surveys just firms, right? So these firms would give, you know, an indication of what's happening on the payroll, and that would be used to feed into this statistical outcome. So this survey basically only gives you an indication of employment within the formal sectors of the economy, given how or what the survey methodology is, as opposed to, you would have remembered, there is a quarterly labor force statistics report that is also published by Stats SA. And that report is more of a household-based survey. So they'll go to different households and say, hey, are you working? Are you looking for a work? And that's how that they would come about with the figure for unemployment. So this survey here that we're talking about today only provides you an indication of employment in the formal sector.
Perfect.
So getting into the latest data, which is for the first quarter of 2024, we have seen that drop in employment. And you would remember that in the last quarter as well, we experienced a drop in employment. In the fourth quarter, the story that we told was that, you know, when you look at the data, it was mostly community services, part-time jobs. And so it would have been more likely related to, you know, your presidential youth employment initiative. At that stage, it was phase three that had come to an end. And so you saw those losses coming through. Now, in the first quarter, what we would typically say is, you know, trade, especially during the festive season, you would see a little bit more activity, so a little bit more employment. And then in the first quarter, you see those losses coming through. But what was interesting about this data is it's not just part-time jobs that were lost, right? Even when you look at just trade, majority of those jobs that were lost were actually full-time jobs. So there are those structural themes that are coming through here that are not a nice story to tell.
And I guess this is the reality of big businesses and maybe medium-sized ones as well that we've seen coming under significant pressure and now essentially letting go of labor that they can no longer hold on to.
You are absolutely correct. I mean, if you think about the period since 2009, where we were experiencing the lingering impact of the global financial crisis, and just when we thought, you know, we could see some recovery from that, we've had droughts, we had policy missteps, if I can call it that, and those have resulted in these structural inefficiencies that we're dealing with today, whether it be load shedding or it be ports and rail infrastructure that has been underperforming. So all of those missteps have brought us to a place where the business climate is not very positive. If you look at business confidence surveys, you know, those don't show a very positive picture in terms of the sentiment of firms within this country that are saying that they're dissatisfied with business conditions. So you get this confluence of issues, and unfortunately, economic cycles also involve shocks. So some of these firms have just been, you know, experiencing quite a lot of pressure, and we see that in the employment trends not just the numbers that we got today, but the trends that we've been experiencing for quite some time.
This might be an unfair question, but I guess one that will linger in the minds of many South Africans. Has the elections or the lead up to the elections and now its outcome played an influence on jobs in the formal economy and the, I guess, anxiety shared by business?
It's actually a good question. I mean, that same survey that I was talking about, that's prepared by the BER, the Bureau of Economic Research, did show that in the second quarter, so that survey was conducted before the elections, and so businesses were saying that, you know, they're holding off. They have this wait and see approach. Even from a demand perspective, they're seeing, you know, delayed orders and so forth, because everybody's just on hold, waiting for the elections and the outcomes, and to see whether the outcomes would be positive for them to start to meaningfully invest in the economy, right? Mm. And so after the elections, we did see this very positive reaction from the markets following this announcement of, you know, intentions to create a government of national unity. We've also seen in the rand, for example, on that day where the rand dipped below 18 rands to the dollar, we've seen the equities market, you know, there's been a lot more performance in the bond market as well. So it seems as though the market has received, you know, this news very positively, but it's seemingly for now mostly a confidence boost, right? So we still need to see this improvement in sentiment translating into real economy gains. So that happens when these businesses start to invest, and not invest as in I'm investing in solar just so that I can continue producing, but invest as in I'm increasing my ability to produce, my capacity. Yeah. And that would mean that I need more people to work for me. So those are the kind of things that we're hoping will happen. But when it comes to this specific data, which was for the first quarter, I think a lot of it still speaks to the trends that we have seen. And I have to mention, Gugu, that when we read these numbers, we try to look at the trends simply because a point number or a point data point may not necessarily tell you a lot. There's a bit of fluidity in the economy, which we need to keep in mind.
And maybe let's take a look at what the trend does reveal, because as you say, you know, politics and the elections is just the once off every 5 years. But what have we been seeing within employment trends in the formal sector?
Definitely. And, you know, while we have seen on one hand very weak employment, which would, you know, mirror the growth situation. So economic growth has also been very weak, if you think about it, in the past 10 years or so. But what we also try to do is to look at the recovery since the pandemic, right? Because we know that there was a shock. It did result in both permanent and temporary job losses. So we try to also try to get an indication of how that recovery has been taking shape. And there is positive news from that front, at least, right? If you think about employment versus the first quarter of 2019, you will see that over 400,000 jobs have been added in the formal economy.
Oh, wow.
So that's still something, yeah, that's something that reveals that there has been a recovery in employment. But I think what when we speak about trends, once again, what you should also consider is longer term trends. So if we compare to, say, 2009, right, and taking into consideration, yes, we've had a few shocks since then, but you will still see that there are some of those sectors that were able to, you know, increase the employment and create jobs. But there are some sectors that are revealing to us that, you know, some of these structural issues are really starting to bite. If you think about your primary sector, your mining, your agriculture, even if you think about manufacturing, those are really constrained by port issues, transport issues, electricity issues. So those are the ones that are really showing you that we've had these constraints. And unfortunately, if these constraints do not unwind, you could start to see that filtering through to the broader economy. So that is why I think the market is so excited about a potential political climate change, and hopefully that results in better outcomes overall.
Definitely. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with the phenomenal Koketso Mano, senior economist at FNB, helping us understand what trends we are seeing in terms of jobs jobs and employment in the formal economy. As the name suggests, this does speak to business services, mining, and of course the dynamic that we also witness in terms of full-time jobs within that space. So think of more of the formal structures of the South African economy, and that's where the impact is largely being felt. Politics do play an influence. We have seen that there has been a slight contraction in the number of jobs there in the first quarter of this year. But as we're well aware, this is data that is in retrospect. And what we should be anticipating is what, I guess, the next quarter, the next three quarters, the next year might essentially look like. And this is where, Koketsa, I'm going to ask you to pull out your bones, your glass ball, look into the water to help us imagine what this future in South Africa looks like. Because as we've highlighted, there's been a lot of once-off risk factors that contribute to the confidence of business this year specifically on the back of elections and other factors.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.